From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Well, for the first time in nearly a decade, Medi-Cal recipients are covered for most basic dental services. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Cayola checked in with dentists about the change.
Before this January, adults on DentiCal, the dental program for Medi-Cal enrollees, didn't have a lot of options for dental care. They weren't covered for white crowns, so if a tooth broke, they might just have it taken out. Only full dentures were covered, not partials, so some patients had to replace all their teeth, even the healthy ones. Dr. John Luther, chief dental officer for Western Dental, says the expanded benefits are already drawing an influx of adult patients.
The patients can get more of what they really need in their dental care, as opposed to just getting what was previously reimbursed.
The program has historically been underused, partly because the benefits were so sparse and partly because of low provider reimbursement rates. One state report found that less than a quarter of adults and half of children in the program had any dental visits in the last year. Roughly 7 million California adults are enrolled in DentiCal. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Cayola.
Well, a bill has been introduced in the California Senate to eliminate the coroner's office and replace it with a medical examiner. This stems in part from the resignation of the San Joaquin County chief medical examiner over allegations the sheriff coroner was interfering with autopsies and investigations. Senator Kathleen Galliani of Stockton is one of the bill's proponents and says it would be mandatory in 2019 for counties with a population over 500,000. She says it's especially important to have transparency in officer-involved deaths.
When there is a reason to have doubts about the investigation, that's a tragedy that can be avoided by having medical examiners look at these instances and make fair judgments that are going to be trusted by families and officers alike.
The proposed bill would only apply to counties with a population over 500,000 and make the medical examiner an appointed position, not an elected one. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.